as though they did not hold it fast. I don't want to hold on to the things I own. I don't want to be, like, clutching it. My possessions, all my stuff. Clinging to it, and when I look around, it makes me sick. Oh, I got a camera. Do I want to clutch into the camera or some video games over here? Do I want to clutch to those things? Oh, precious. God forbid. My house. My land. I don't want to clutch it. I got to have a loose grip on these things. I pray God give me the grace to raise my children in one place, you know. I don't want to uproot them. But I don't want to hold on to these things. And personally, it's mostly for the sake of those around me that I do. I think if I was alone, I would have no sure dwelling place. Because I'd want to be like him. But for the stability, you know, like, I could forsake it if God called me. You know, but I'd have to leave it to them so they could live. But then again, I pray that I'd be given the time to raise my family so that they might serve God as well. Before I'd be called away to any sort of service like this. And they that use this world is not abusing it. Abusing is to overuse. You know, that is what that means in Greek. They overuse the world. Oh, that's like saying, you know, I have liberty. Oh, I have liberty. I can watch television. How much television? What kind of television are you using or overusing? Have you considered? I consider all my ways. I think about it. I'm glad when the Lord puts things in my heart, like, to change. I love it when I change. Because I feel like, especially when it's for the good, obviously. Thankfully, I haven't had changes for the worse. You know, it's been made better. Slowly, but, you know, it's like the punctuated equilibrium, which is a funny word. It's actually a term that was brought into use concerning evolution, because suddenly new species appear in the fossil record, right? And the time over change is sort of punctuated with these changes. You know, there's equilibrium, and then it's punctuated with these sudden changes and stability. And that's what you observe in the fossil record. There's all, you know, there's certain animals, and then all of a sudden, suddenly other animals appear. Whatever. That's how they look at it. But to me, that's like me, you know. I stay the same for a while, and then it's punctuated, and there's a sort of equilibrium, right? Stability, and then all of a sudden, God delivers something new to me. A change. Bam! Evolution. A new creature is born. And I wanted that to keep happening to me until the fullness of Christ be formed in me. That's the whole purpose I'm in the faith for. As far as I'm concerned. I mean, yeah, resurrection of the dead, sure, all that. But again, not to the exclusion of the work that needs to be done right now. And so many leave that work off so foolishly. But these are questions they had, and the only reason I'm covering them is because they're questions that were brought up in the scriptures. These are, you know, I'm not a marriage seminar guy, okay? The fashion of this world passes away. Jesus said, in the kingdom of heaven, they will neither marry nor give in marriage, so it's passing away. So don't think too heavily on it. Verse 32, but I would have you without carefulness. He that is unmarried careth for the things that belong to the Lord, how he may please the Lord. But he that is married careth for the things that are of the world, how he may please his wife. There is a difference also between a wife and a virgin. The unmarried woman careth for the things of the Lord, that she may be holy both in body and in spirit. But she that is married careth for the things of the world, how she may please her husband. Again, don't take that in an absolute sense, like, that's all they care about. No, but it's a distraction. You have to care about your wife. I gotta, you know, there's grocery shopping to do. I mean, if I was just shopping for myself, it would be a really quick trip. But I'm not shopping for myself. I'm shopping for my wife, my kids, my kids, my kids, my kids, my kids, my kids, my kids. And the dog and the cat. And the chickens. And the house. The family's gotta live somewhere. It's one thing when you're by yourself to have no sure dwelling. You're gonna drag a family through that? You know? Living in caves? Hey, kids. What are we eating tonight, Dad? Tree bark. Worms. What's to drink? Rainwater. Oh, here, look at a raven brought us something. Carrion. I'm being a little facetious now. I hope I don't have to ever eat carrion, but. Which is, you know. What a carrion bird eats, you know. Rotted flesh and such. I hope they'll bring me something nice, like a loaf of bread or something, you know. The bird, you know, whatever. So let's stick with this. So, what he's saying is, I would have you be without carefulness, which is not anxious, not distracted. I don't want you to be distracted with the things of this world. He says, no man that warreth entangles himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him that hath called him to be a soldier. The thing is, being married, you will always be entangled with the affairs of this life, either through children or just through having a wife. There's a certain entanglement. I mean, I suppose a childless couple, well, they have less entanglement. Every kid is a little more entangled. Right? That's why I want to be called with my kids kind of grown up. Because that'll reduce my entanglement. And clarify things for me as far as, like, you know, it's a lot, when you have that freedom, it's a lot easier to listen to God's will. You know, like, do you make them, or, you know, if you follow after something you think is God's will, and let's say you're wrong, if you have a family, like, and you think God's calling you to do something, you could hurt your family, and it's not the calling of God. If you're by yourself, you don't hurt your family. But I gotta care for the things of this world. My wife, she's of the world. Because there's no wives in heaven. So to speak, in the kingdom of heaven, I should say.